Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy. He's the head archivist and librarian at the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, we're taking a quick break from our power outages because we got to talk about Halloween. We got to talk about candy. And this is something that a lot of people are going to, in some way, they're going to participate in some kind of a Halloween holiday. But you always have an interesting perspective on how this actually got started and why we have gotten to the point where we are today, where we wear costumes. Well, most of the little kids, some adults, and go out and ask people for candy. You always have a good perspective.
Well, sure. This is an interesting holiday because it seems such deeply traditional, but it's really quite new in America. It comes with Scottish and Irish immigrants in the 19th century at the time of the great potato famine that we think of as in Ireland, but was also in Scotland. And those people from the west of Scotland and the countryside of Ireland brought these traditions of All Hallows Eve, that is, the evening before All Saints Day, celebrating. And some of the ways they celebrated are really recognizable to us today, but in other cases they're quite different or shifted. Back when the people who came, often it was young adults who were celebrating, and you can sort of tell that because Robert Burns wrote a wonderful poem titled Halloween, which is really when that term started being used, and this is after the American Revolution. And it would be fortune telling and practical jokes and especially fortune telling who you were going to fall in love with or marry, which sort of indicates that it's for an older group. And then children, not so much trick-or-treated, both in the countries this tradition came from and here, but things more like Christmas caroling. That is, you'd go out in a group and recite a poem together or sing a song and that as sort of an entertainment house to house, and people would give you small gifts, money or not candy so much, which is really new in this tradition, as is elaborate costumes. There were costumes, but more limited ones going way back.
Well, you know, it's so interesting to hear that. And, of course, it's nice to have a little bright moment out of the power outage information.
Sure. You know, it's also an interesting inversion. We think of springtime and new hope, but these old pre-Christian traditions were that the dark part of the year, the part that begins in November, was a season of where there was more time to rest, and it was the harvest festival, much like what we think of Thanksgiving. So there really are good qualities to come out of these sort of anniversaries as well.
Oh, absolutely. And give yourself a Kit Kat and a Snickers on me and wish yourself a happy Halloween again. Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society.
Thank you, and good luck to everyone.
Thank you. We so appreciate you joining us today.